Welcome, everybody. I am going to take just a few minutes here and answer some frequently asked questions that we get about option trading. And the first question we always get is, why should I trade an option? Well, the answer is one word, leverage. Investing in options is a way to leverage a relatively small amount of capital and make some outsized gains. That's the theory. That's why you should trade options. Now, options are wonderful, wonderful instruments when traded properly. You can make money whether the market's going up, sideways, down, something in between all of that. They are absolutely fantastic tools if you know how to use them properly. The next question we get is, what is an option? Well, it's actually a fairly complicated question, so I'm going to phrase it as simply as I can. And the answer is an option is a contract that is based on an underlying security, such as a stock. An option is a contract that gives you the right or obligation to buy or sell that stock at a certain price on or before a future date. So let me try and say that again one more time. An option is a contract based on an underlying security. This contract gives you the right or obligation to buy or sell the underlying security at a set price on or before a future date. Now, where do you find these options? Well, first you have to find a stock. And once you've found a stock that is optionable, then you can just go in and pull up what we call the option chain. And in order to be able to do this, you will need to have a brokerage account open. Now, the next question is, how do I trade an option? Well, this answer is really simple. There's usually a big green button that says buy and a big red button that says sell. And it really can be that simple. How do I trade an option? Now, there's a lot of complexities underneath that. You know, how do you know which option is the right one? How do you know which strategy is the right strategy? How have I know I picked the right stock and all of that? But we don't need to complicate the mechanics of actually trading the option. You either buy it or you sell it. Now, the next question we get is, how risky are options? We already talked about how wonderful they are, how you can make money if the stock's going up or sideways or down. Now let's talk about how risky they might be. You know, Joe down the street told me that options are scary and I shouldn't touch them. Well, Joe down the street probably doesn't know much about options. In reality, when traded properly, options are mathematically safer than trading stocks. When traded properly, trading options is safer than trading stocks. If traded improperly or using too much leverage, options can be much, much riskier than trading stocks. It comes down to understanding how to properly trade and invest using options. If you don't know how to do it properly, then you do stand to risk a lot. So it's very, very important if you're trading options to make sure you understand them and trade them properly so that you can control those risks and understand that if you're controlling them properly, it's actually a lot less risk than trading a stock. But do you need a special account to be able to trade options? The answer is yes. You have to have a brokerage account that allows you to trade options. Now, to make sure that your brokerage account allows you to trade options, just call up your broker, whoever your broker is, call them and say, hey, I would like an account that can trade options. And they will walk you through the process to make sure you get the type of account that is right for you. Well, the final question we get a lot of times is, how complicated are options? A lot of people are really intimidated by trading options, and they don't need to be. Options don't need to be that complicated. There is a lot of complex math behind the option. The good news is we have computers, and they'll do most of that math for us. Once you understand the fundamental concepts behind that math, the computer will do all the math for you, and then you can just pick the appropriate strategy at the appropriate time and place the appropriate trade. So they don't need to be that complicated, but you do need to have a solid understanding of the concepts behind them before doing them so that you do not expose yourself to more risk than you need to. So the questions we answered today is, why should I trade options? Number one, leverage. What is an option? Well, it's a contract. Where do you find an option? Well, first you have to find the stock and make sure it's an optionable stock. inside your brokerage account. How do you trade an option? Hit buy or hit sell. It's that simple. How risky are options? Well, depends on how well you understand them. If you don't understand them, or if you do understand them, but you're just going to trade them in a risky manner anyway, they can be incredibly risky. If you do understand them very well and you trade them properly, they're a relatively safe investing instrument. Do you need a special account? Well, it doesn't have to be a special account, but it does have to be a brokerage account that allows you to trade options. Contact your broker for help with that. And how complicated are options? Well, in reality, the math behind them is very complicated, but the concepts behind them, very, very simple. And the computers do the math for us. So as long as you can understand the concepts, they're not that complicated. Thank you for listening. If you have more questions, we'd love to help you with them. Please contact us so that we can.